A Texas Panhandle nonprofit has a substantial focus on agriculture. That's next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Range is an industry-led organization in the Texas Panhandle, driving innovation in the beef, dairy, and crop and energy production industries. Matt Garner is a founding director and head of R&D.
The Texas Panhandle is quite large. It's 26 counties. It's the size of a lot of states. And we have one large population center, which is Amarillo. And then we have lots of cities kind of scattered about the Panhandle, which really rely on agriculture as their means for making a living. We produce about 40% of the nation's beef, and we produce about 10% of the nation's dairy.
Garner says much of the Panhandle lacks high-speed internet, and so the Range has placed a priority on getting the region connected.
So really bridging that digital divide, which we can link up the farmers and those pieces of land to the places that are doing the innovative research and developing the technology, is where we're going to continue to get 10, 20, 30% gains in agricultural efficiency.
Garner says broadband connectivity helps farmers and others not currently served in rural communities. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.